Yo, how's it going, everyone? This is Hotlanta Huddle. My name is Alex Adams, back with you for another week of Hotlanta Huddle. And I wanted to take this week, this week's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to discuss anything that happened. Well, I'm going to discuss one thing that happened in Atlanta sports this week. But that's going to be it. It's going to be a little bit shorter of a podcast today. Because I think this kind of thing needs to be addressed, it needs to be kind of talked about, and then we will go into it. And the thing I want to discuss today is what happened in the Falcons and Lions preseason game last night. Obviously it was the Falcons' first preseason game of the 2025 season. You're trying to kind of evaluate which players should be and shouldn't be on the 53-man roster come early September. That's kind of what the preseason is for. You're trying not to get injured, hate to see injuries in the preseason, hate to see injuries at all, but, these guys are just going through camps together, you just don't want to see injuries, and that's exactly what happened last night, as the Lions cornerback Maurice Norris was unfortunately hurt last night on the field, one of the more brutal injuries that I've seen in a game. If you didn't see the play, he was going for a tackle on Atlanta running back Nathan Carter. First play of the fourth quarter, and his head made contact with Carter's knee. His head snapped back, and he just completely collapsed on the field. Started really going into seizures and convulsing on the field. It really was a terrifying sight to see. Players from both teams, kind of just standing or taking a knee, just in shock. You don't expect to see that. Even the broadcasters really hadn't seen anything like that live for them. We've seen DeMar Hamlin, but to have it happen in a game you're broadcasting, obviously shakes everyone up. And it really was a kind of sobering moment for every fan who was at the game, who was watching the game. As after about the 10-minute delay in the game, Emory Jones, the quarterback for the Falcons, snapped the ball, and the players just stood there, he snapped the ball. No one's trying to go for, no one's trying to go for first down end zone. Everyone's just standing there, not playing in the game. They eventually gather at center field or center, the midfield on the Falcons logo and just pray together and kind of just praying for this young man, Maurice Norris, out of Fresno State. Undrafted free agent in 2024, signed to the Lions practice squad on September 24th, and then signed to the active roster on December 28th, and then obviously last night had that injury that happened. Just really sobering stuff for this kid who's just been going through training camp with his brothers, You hate to see a brother go down like this. It wasn't anything malicious or anything. It's unfortunate injury that happened as part of really a NFL play. You're just going for a tackle, and unfortunately your head snaps back, and then he went stiff and rigid and started spasming. Attended on the field for about 20 minutes. Both training staffs, Lions and Falcons, rushed out to help him. He was eventually driven to Emory, or Grady, excuse me. He was at Grady Hospital overnight for evaluation. The recent reports saying that he will be going home today, so it's very obvious that God had a hand over him last night, because that obviously could have ended a lot worse. But just what a sobering sight to see, just, you know, two teams of players who just decide right in the middle of the game that there's something larger to life than football. You know, just standing there midfield, just praying together, you know, showing the brotherhood that the NFL has is just, it was one of the most beautiful things I've seen as a sports fan. I've been watching sports since I was 12 years old. And that moment was just so beautiful. Just, you know, not one of the players wanted to continue that game. They were basically telling the NFL, hey, cancel this game. We're not playing. Like, it was absolutely beautiful, you know. Respect to both coaches for realizing that, you know, Dan Campbell, Raheem Morris kind of came together during the stoppage and was like, yo, Raheem, you can snap this ball and we're just not going to play. You know, we're just going to let the time run out. We're done with this game. We need to go make sure our brother is, you know, doing all right, doing okay in the hospital. He is in stable condition as of today, which is really great news to hear. But yeah, so you know, God had a hand over him, and it's just something that you like to see. You know, you hate to see injuries, but when something like this happens, you just hope for the best, but you just can't help but think the worst. I mean, both teams were just in shambles. And, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to come on here and say. You know, say a prayer over the guy, over the Lions, over his family. And that's what I am going to do now. And then after the prayer, that will conclude this week's podcast. So there's going to be no other sports talk. So feel free to click off. Feel free to pray with me. But yeah, so here we go. Dear God, thank you for watching over Maurice Norris last night. You know, it's a very sobering sight to see as fans of both teams, players of both teams, came together and just uplifted this young man who really didn't deserve to go out like that. You know, I know that you're watching over him. You know, he's already posted on Instagram that he's doing all right. He's been, you know, recent reports say that he's being released, but please, Lord, just keep continuing to watch over him, heal him, just put a hand on his family, you know, in the only way that you can, Lord. Just heal him, let him, you know, make it through this. Hopefully, you know, hopefully this isn't a, you know, career ending thing, but we know that only you know the plan for all of us, Lord. And just please continue to help him feel better, you know, place your hand on the family and just a whole Lions organization as a whole. You know, they're a strong organization, but please, Lord, just keep them uplifted, keep them in your thoughts, and please help keep Morris Norris, just keep him healthy, Lord. Let him feel better, Lord. And in Christ's name, I ask you, amen.